Service of the Levites is the title of today's exhortation, taken from Numbers chapter 1, verses 47 to 54. Three thoughts: a unique tribe, verse 47 to 50a, unique work, verses 50b to 51, and unique dwelling, verses 52 to 54. The sons of Levi were Gershom, Kohath, and Merari. These were the grandchildren of Jacob, Levi being one of the 12 sons. Moses and Aaron were the descendants of Kohath. Kohath is one of the grandson of Jacob, son of Levi. And both Moses and Aaron came from that family, the descendant of Kohath. And Aaron was the first high priest. Only the sons of Aaron were allowed to minister at the altar. Numbers chapter 3 and verses 1 to 4 describes for us this unique role of Aaron and his sons. Numbers chapter 3 verse 1 to 4 says, "These also are the generations of Aaron and Moses in the day that the Lord spake with Moses in Mount Sinai. Yet these are the names of the sons of Aaron: Nadab, the firstborn, Abihu, Eleazar, and Itamar. These were the names of the sons of Aaron, the priest, which were anointed, whom he consecrated to minister in the priest's office. And Nadab and Abihu died before the Lord, when they offered strange fire before the Lord in the wilderness of Sinai. And they had no children. And Eleazar and Itamar ministered in the priest's office in the sight of Aaron, their father." So we see that this is a very a job of for fear and trembling, where the sacred things are to be ministered. And we saw how when Nadab and Abihu, you remember, they were drunken. They were not in the right sense, and therefore they could not do the work properly, reverently, honorably to the Lord, and they were struck down by the Lord. Verse 14 of Numbers chapter 3. "And the Lord spake unto Moses in the wilderness of Sinai, saying, Number the children of Levi after the house of their fathers by their families, every male from a month old upward shalt thou number them. And Moses numbered them according to the word of the Lord as he commanded. And these were the sons of Levi by their names: Gershom, Kohath, Merari. And these are the names of the sons of Gershom by their names, by their families: Libni and Shimei. And the sons of Kohath by their families: Amram, Izziah, Hebron, and Uziel. And the sons of Merari by their families: Mahli and Moshi. These are the families of the Levites according to the house of their fathers. Of Gershom was the family of the Libnites, and the family of the Shemites. These are the families of the Gershonites. Those that were numbered of them according to the number of all males from 1 month old and upward, even those that were numbered of them, were 7,500. The families of the Gershonites shall pitch behind the tabernacle westward, and the chief of the house of the father of the Gershonites were this man called the Eliasath, the son of Lael." So they were a unique tribe, the Levites. Verse 47 of our text tells us, "But the Levites, after the tribe of their fathers, were not numbered among them." You remember, we were speaking about the enlistment of the first standing army. They were to form the army, the first standing army, to protect the nation against aggressors, and also in the time of war, they will be the defenders of the nation. But the Levites were not counted. And this is the reason for not counting the Levites. Their work will be to serve God in the tabernacle. But the Levites, after the tribe, verse 47, of their fathers, were not numbered among them. For the Lord had spoken unto Moses, saying, only thou shalt not number the tribe of Levi. So in this sense, they were unique. Neither take the sum of them among the children of Israel, but thou shalt appoint the Levites over the tabernacle of testimony. So the place of God's dwelling, the dwelling place of God, requires a proper upkeeping. And the Levites were appointed by God and informed to them by Moses to this work. So they were the only tribe not numbered in this first enlistment exercise that we see in chapter 1 thus far. The Levites assist the priests in their ministry, supervised by the high priest. The Levites dismantled the tabernacle when the camp relocated, carried the various tabernacle parts, furnishings, and vessels during the march, and then erected the tabernacle at the new locations. The Levites camped around the tabernacle, which stood in the center of the camp, with Kohath in the south, Merari in the north, Gershom on the west. Moses and Aaron camped on the east and at the gate of the tabernacle. In this way, the Levites protected the tabernacle from intruders. So they were, in that sense, armed for a different purpose. Right? They were to protect the tabernacle, the house of God, from being desecrated, right, by strangers, by intruders. So the tabernacle was the most important structure in the entire camp. Only the priests and the Levites could attend to it. So they were unique in that they have the role of serving, right, in the presence of God. Therefore, they weren't counted in the military census. Worship and warfare would seem unrelated. But in God's economy, according to Worsby, I said, very insightfully, they go together. One of the major themes of the book of Revelation is God's warfare against evil on earth, and he's receiving worship in heaven. Unless the people of God are right with the Lord in their worship, they can't face their enemies and defeat them in warfare. So we see this when they entered the promised land and how they were defeated because they did not follow God's instruction. Right? They took the forbidden things from the enemy. The forbidden things, the things which were consecrated to the worship of idols, they took it for themselves, and God punished them. Right? God dealt with them. God did not give them the victory. So the Levites have a role to be the protectors of the tabernacle. Psalm 149 verse 6 says, let the high praises of God be in their mouth and two-edged sword in their hand. So on the one hand, they were there praising God, but on the other hand, you realize that they were also the custodians of the tabernacle from invaders, intruders. Psalm 149, verse 7 to 9 continues, to execute vengeance upon the heathen and punishments upon the people, to bind their kings with chains and their nobles with fetters of iron, to execute upon them the judgment written. This honor have all his saints. Praise ye the Lord. Care is taken to distinguish from the rest of the tribe of Levi. Right? How did the tribe of Levi distinguish themselves? Why were they so unique? Well, because they stood with Moses during that time of the rebellion. Right? Here in Exodus 32, 26, it said, "Then Moses stood in the gate of the camp and said, 'Who is on the Lord's side? Let him come unto me.' And all the sons of Levi gathered themselves unto him." Remember, there were the men of Dathan who were challenging the leadership of Moses. And when that came, the Lord instructed Moses to clean house. And then the ultimatum was issued. "Who is on the Lord's side? Let him come unto me." And all the sons of Levi gathered themselves together with him. And those who were left, suddenly there was a big earthquake. And all were buried. The earthquake came and all sunk into the land that suddenly fell under it. So the land fell under them. And they were taken out. Note, singular service will be recompensed by singular honors. Matthew Henry said here very well. It was the honor of the Levites that they were made guardians of the spiritual things. To them were committed the care of the tabernacle and the treasures thereof, both in their camps and in their marches. So they proved themselves to be God's people. They proved themselves by their loyalty to the Lord in not going after the golden calf. You remember when Moses was up in the mount, they decided to take all their jewelries and make a golden calf with Aaron the high priest. Aaron the high priest. And they were worshipping, and there was a great orgy going on at the bottom of Mount Sinai when Moses was up there and he heard the noise and the Lord sounded him. There is something wrong going on. Right? You remember? And he took the two tablets that was written the Ten Commandments with the hand of God, and he broke them, right? And he grind them into powder and put into water and asked them to drink it. So Moses went up again 40 days, 40 nights, and God gave a second tablet. Right? So when Israel was so much engulfed with the idolatry of Egypt, so much so that they could not escape, in the sense that in them there is that great evil factor, right, that is controlling them like a bondage. Yeah. So this is the power of sin, and the power of sin can only be broken by the blood of Christ. When we would consecrate ourselves, we would be willing to come to God through repentance and confession. That's the only way by which we can come to God, through His Son, Jesus Christ. And the Levites were to facilitate this work. They were to facilitate this work because they understood the value of this work. That's why they stood with Moses. That's important. We need to understand the value, the significance right, of God's work on earth. If we cannot discern and understand, then we'll easily be swayed by the enemy. We'll be easily persuaded by the enemy. And the Lord wants us to stand firm. And so the Levites were very unique in their role. They are the guardians of the tabernacle. So, as it were, it's the last line of defense. Right? The last line of defense. So when the tabernacle is overtaken, right, that's where the presence of God is. So if it's overtaken, that's it. So they had the role of ensuring that this will not happen. Okay, their unique work, verse 50b to 51, and over the vessels thereof and over all the things that belong to it, they shall bear the tabernacle, all the vessels thereof, and they shall minister unto it, and shall encamp round about the tabernacle. And when the tabernacle setteth forth forward, the Levites shall take it down, and when the tabernacle is to be pitched, the Levites shall set it up, and the stranger that cometh nigh shall be put to death. Wow. Very strict instructions. Why? Well, because we are speaking about the holiness of God. Of course, God can protect himself. Right? But what we are saying here is this, that God wants men to know, right, that this is a sacred ground, you see, so that we don't trample and we don't, you know, lightly regard the things of God. Somebody must say something, right? Somebody must understand the significance, right, and guard the honor, right, of the things of God. And when they moved the Levites, they were to take down the tabernacle, to carry it and all that belonged to it, and then to set it up again in the place appointed. Verse 50. But thou shalt appoint the Levites over the tabernacle of the testimony and over all the vessels thereof and over all the things that belong to it. They shall bear the tabernacle, all the vessels thereof, and they shall minister unto it and encamp round about the tabernacle. It was for the honor of the holy things that none should be permitted to see them or touch them, but those only were called of God to the service. The Levites were not to be warriors, but workers. They were appointed to the service over the tabernacle. And the tribe of Levi, according to Spence in his research here, he says, the tribe of Levi appears very small in comparison with the rest of the other tribes. In the second year of their journey, when the first census was taken, it only numbered 22,000 of a month old and upward. And in the 40th year, when the second was taken, only 23,000. So in that 40 years, the number is almost the same. 22,000, 23,000. So these are the people that God has appointed to the tabernacle. Numbers 3:39. All that were numbered of the Levites, which Moses and Aaron numbered at the commandment of the Lord, throughout their families, all the males from a month old and upward were 22,000. Numbers 26, verse 62. And those that were numbered of them were 23,000. All males from a month old and upward, for they were not numbered among the children of Israel, because there was no inheritance among them, given them among the children of Israel. Thus, we all are unfit and unworthy, Matthew Henry applies well, to have fellowship with God, until we were first called by His grace into the fellowship of His Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. So being the spiritual seed of that great high priest, our mid priest to our God, it is promised that God would take Levites to himself, even from the Gentiles. So, you know, the Levites are to serve in spiritual things, right? Today, you know, where is the tabernacle? Your body is the tabernacle. Your body is the temple of God, right? And we are all priests before God, right? We served with our high priest, the Lord Jesus Christ, who has ascended to heaven on high. So where is the temple today? The temple is in you. You are the temple of the Holy Spirit. You are the temple of God. And therefore, you are a sacred, right? You are sacred in the sight of God. And therefore, you are the priest, as it were, appointed of God to let others know of God. And Jesus Christ, being the mediator, he is the great high priest. Right? He's the one that stands in between to bring us to God. So we, by the mercy of God through Christ, is a priest unto God. And Isaiah 66 verse 20 says that a time will come when the Gentiles will also be priests unto God, and they shall bring all your brethren for an offering unto the Lord out of all the nations, upon horses, in chariots, in litters, and upon mules, and upon swift beasts, to my holy mountain Jerusalem, saith the Lord, as the children of Israel bring an offering in a clean vessel into the house of the Lord. And I will take of them, verse 21 of Isaiah 66, priests, and for Levites, saith the Lord. Isaiah 66, verse 21. So you see the unique, they are a unique tribe with a unique work and a unique dwelling. Right? They dwell there at the outskirts of the tabernacle, okay, or surrounding it. And the children of Israel shall pitch their tents, and every man by his own camp, and every man by his own standard throughout their host. But the Levites, verse 53, you see, but the Levites shall pitch around about the tabernacle of the testimony. So they will be closest to God, as it were, you know, closest. Yeah. But the Levites shall pitch around about the tabernacle of the testimony, that there be no wrath unto the congregation of the children of Israel, and the Levites shall keep the charge of the tabernacle of testimony. So all the other tribes are not allowed to come near. The Levites has that role to ensure, right, that the sacred objects are not desecrated. And the children of Israel did according to all that the Lord commanded Moses, so did they. When they rested, the Levites were to encamp round about the tabernacle, verse 50 and verse 53, that they might be near their work and resident upon their charge, always ready to attend, that they might be a guard upon the tabernacle to preserve it from either plundered or profane. Matthew Henry, verse 53. But the Levites shall pitch round about the tabernacle of testimony, that there be no wrath upon the congregation of the children of Israel. The Levites shall keep the charge of the tabernacle of testimony. They must pitch round about the tabernacle, that there be no wrath. What does it mean? Well, great care must be taken to prevent sin. And because the preventing of sin is the preventing of wrath, the wrath of God. Right? When there's sin, there is wrath. You remember Nadab and Abihu, they are supposed to be the sons of Aaron, appointed to offer incense in the tabernacle. But because they were drunken, God immediately struck them dead. Wow, how frightening. Right? How frightening. And remember? And at that place, they were supposed to eat after they gave the offering. But that day, Aaron said, how can I eat? My two sons died. And Moses understood, so did not ask him to eat that day. It was a tragic. So they were the custodians. So they were to, in that sense, let the people know, no, don't come near, don't do this. This is not good for you. Okay. It was their further honor that, as Israel, being a holy people, were not reckoned among the nations. So they, being a holy tribe, were not reckoned among other Israelites, but numbered afterwards by themselves. So they were not numbered with the rest. Okay. God will number them later in Numbers chapter 3. Only thou shalt not number the tribe of Israel, neither take the sum of them among the children of Israel. So the service of which the Levites were to do about the sanctuary, it's a form of a warfare. Numbers 4 verse 22 and 23. Take also the sum of the sons of Gershom. These are the sons of Levi. Throughout the house of their fathers, by their families, and verse 23, from 30 years old and upward until 50. So the Levites serve from 30 years old to 50 years old. So 30 to 50 is the prime of life, right? Our Lord Jesus Christ began his ministry at the age of 30, right? He began his ministry at 30. 30 to 50, the prime. Shalt thou number them, all that enter in to perform the service, to do the work in the tabernacle of the congregation. Verse 25 to 26. And they shall bear the curtains of the tabernacle, the tabernacle of the congregation, his covering, the covering of the badger's skin that is above upon it, and the hangings on the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. Remember, we went through this when we were studying the book of Exodus. When God instructed Moses to build the tabernacle, all these materials, all these coverings were made. God appointed, God gifted skilled artificers, workers to build the tabernacle. And the hangings of the court and the hangings of the door of the gates of the court, which is by the tabernacle and by the altar round about, and their courts and all the instruments of their service and all that is made for them, so shall they serve. And being engaged in that warfare, they were discharged from military services and therefore not numbered with those that were to go out to war. Those that minister about holy things should neither entangle themselves nor be entangled in secular affairs. Matthew Henry. So we thank the Lord that here the work is given for the Levites, and they are to serve with all their life, you know. So that was their productive life already, right? 30 to 50, then they would retire. That was their productive life, the lifespan during that time. And so this was the lot that God appointed for them. They had the privilege and the honor to serve in the presence of God. And may the Lord strengthen His people as we served Him. Right? We are called a nation of priests, right? That we are priests before God. Our work is to be ambassadors, right? To reconcile men to God, in a sense that we are God's instruments to share, right, the mercy of God, the presence of God, and the person of God, our Lord Jesus Christ. May God help us. Let us pray. Father, we thank Thee for Thy mercy. By grace, strengthen us and bless Thy word to our hearts. This I ask with thanksgiving in Jesus' name. Amen.